homestay experience.
Oh,
what?
My homestay experience was really cool this time. We did, we went this morning at 7, we went and did Japanese meditation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we went to this, like, ancient Zen
Jeremy
place.
Jeremy did that, too.
Yeah, yeah, Jeremy was in, yeah. It was really cool. It was like, you just sit there on this mat for hours. And it's not like, it's like you have nothing to do. Like, your mind is the only thing to entertain you. So you just have to kind of mess with it. It's actually really cool. I really liked it.
Did somebody, like, lead the meditation, or was it just tell you what to do, or how did that work?
Well, our host family kind of told us how to sit there and, you know, how to wear the sandals and when you bow. And then, and there was this monk guy who would, there was this monk who would, like, every now and then you're just sitting there and he'd, like, just whack this stick, like this, almost like a clave thing, like, super loud, and just, like, and then he'd, like, hit these little cymbals together and stuff, and then at one point he was walking around, he had this big stick, and if someone bowed to him, he would, if they wanted it, he would tap them with the stick and then whack them super hard, just like at the top of their spine. Yeah, incredibly hard on both sides. And if they're deep enough in meditation, they don't have to, they wouldn't feel it, which is amazing. But yeah, I didn't do that. And then
did you guys go out?
What did you do? Our family was a lot more traditional than the last family. We went on a sightseeing tour of Osaka Castle.
By walking or by car?
Subway and walking. I mean, I found this more like a cultural exchange than a, like, yeah.
Were there kids in the family you stayed with?
There was an 18-year-old, but he was shy. He didn't say a single word to us. And he wouldn't look us in the eye. And same with the last family. There was an older kid who was shy, too.
Were the parents interested in talking to you guys, or did they speak any English?
Yeah, they spoke English.
He took English on our radio program. So
yeah.
He was very funny.
Who was that?
He had, like, CDs from a radio program. Played them first in the car. They were like
weird.
They were very weird. It was like very happy-go-lucky and like.
It was like, I mean, what is today? Today is Wednesday. No, today is the 4th of July. It's a very big holiday.
Everybody go to the party in your neighborhood.
Everybody.
They had a really antisocial son though. He said about like one word to us the entire time. But they were really cool. They were very dorky, but fun. They're kind of like Asian tourists you would like see with the cameras and like he had big glasses and like he was smart.
So was the attitude or any of the atmosphere or things that these people did very different, like Osaka, different than Tokyo?
Well, they were definitely much more traditional. They had a Japanese-style house with the sliding doors, and all the meals, I think, were a lot, like, more traditional, probably lower, a little bit lower class, maybe, than our other homestay. And they had the Japanese-style bathroom, which the other homestay didn't have. But we didn't mess with the bath because it had, like, hairs floating around.